the background at 26 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday. I promised you an interview with Dean Delaray. He is with Dwell Properties, but today representing predominantly Springvale. We like Springvale. It's a beautiful little estate. Welcome, Dean. Nice to see you on this cold and rather inclement morning. I believe it's pumping up. Well, it's going to be. The wind factor is going to be something considerable. And apparently in parts of the country, snow has stopped the traffic. Trees are down across the... But in Belito, it's a lovely day.
It is quite a lovely day. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Always a pleasure to be talking property on a Tuesday. And you represent some of the most sought-after estates on the North Coast. But let's talk about Springvale. What makes this one particularly exciting for you?
Yeah, Dave, I think Springvale is really quite a unique estate in terms of having a lot of space where land is concerned. I think in today's times, obviously, a lot of people are concerned with security, being within the estate. And you find that a lot of homes are quite on top of each other in terms of that. Obviously, trying to cram as many homes as you can into an estate. Where Springvale, really, it is that space is luxury. You've got those nice big gardens. It's like a feel like you're on a farm. Without the hassle of having to farm the land itself. So really, yeah, you've got mostly single-story homes, so you don't have that impact of everyone looking onto each other, and really just that good old-school feel of where your kids can just play in the yard.
And it seems like things are hotting up at the moment. I mean, you've sold three land sales in Springvale in a week. Wow, that's going some, hey? Yeah. So you're in the money, you're buying today. But what do you think is driving this momentum?
Yeah, Dave, I mean, really, thanks for that. But yeah, it really does sell itself. I think with Springvale, it's bang for your buck, like I said. How much am I paying and how much am I getting? And really, with that, with such good pricing for the land itself in comparison to many of the other states around, you really are getting more bang for your buck. You're getting about anywhere between 600 to 4,000 squares, and the pricing around that, you can get a standard Springvale for over 2,000 squares for under 2 million rand.
Okay. Now, clearly you've been watching Springvale evolve from the early days, and the developer there, Mike Graham, who we've had on the show, a lovely chap, Mike, a real gentleman, but clearly he's done some good stuff. What would you say, just thinking about it, that he as a developer has done particularly well?
Yeah, I think if you take it back to the early days, Mike Graham really had this vision of creating a state where his family and his grandkids could be a part of and live within. And they grew up on quite a nice big piece of land in Sheffield, and he really wanted that security and that factor as well. So I think what he's really done is he's created that story of Springvale, and he's put his heart into it. I mean, you go around and you'll be walking around the state and you'll see him literally digging, planting trees. So it's not just an investment for him, but it really is a story and something that he's put his heart into as a project for his family. And that really, I think, separates him apart from some of the other developers. And it's a personal vision and that care and time that he's put into the estate itself.
Yeah, one gets the distinct impression that it is a family business, so to speak.
Yes.
Mike and his son Stuart, very involved. And clearly there is proprietal interest there. Often developers are notorious for hit and run. There it is, and they're gone. And then that's your problem afterwards. And I'm not saying that's always the case, but it can be. I don't think it's Springvale that's going to be.
No, definitely not. Yeah, the family's all very involved. I mean, you've got Kath from the marketing side. You've got Stu, who's involved in a lot of the spec homes as well as the sales. And then Mike overseeing all of it as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of care. I mean, one of the little niche touches is a little library in the clubhouse, and that was a bit of Mike's vision of people coming there, reading, dropping your books, sharing, and it really is a home away from home just within the clubhouse. And
see,
that's
kind of charming. It's
yeah, it
almost old-fashioned in a sense.
Exactly.
Because who reads books?
Exactly.
No, but of course,
I think that's more than we know.
Yeah, absolutely more than we know. Now, there's only 21 farm stands left. What would you say to someone that is still considering making the move?
Yeah, I would say it's really a feeling for Springvale. So it's about getting onto Springvale. I know a lot of people have heard about it, but I haven't actually been there. And that's really what separates Springvale from the other estates is you get there and it's this feeling. I always say I can drive out of that estate with a potential buyer and you'll know exactly if they're going to buy there or not because they really are blown away by this feeling that you get within the estate. So I'd really promote that if you haven't heard of it or if you have heard of it and you haven't been there, drive into that estate and you're going to be absolutely blown away.
And if you're wondering about how you can get in touch with Dean Delaray, my very special guest this morning, how does one contact you?
Yeah, Dave, so it's quite nice. The website itself is very interactive. You can go onto the website. You can see all our contact details on the website. Give a follow on Instagram. There's a lot of sharing and updates that happen there.
Is that the Dwell Properties or the Springvale?
Springvale Estate. Yeah, so go on to springvalecountryestate.co.za. Have a look around there, get in our contact details, give us a call, and worst comes to worst, drive to that estate and ring that doorbell and we'll open up and show you around.
And if you're looking for a good man to drive you there, Dean Delaray is my guest this morning and he'd be delighted. Dean, thanks so much for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
This will be up as a podcast shortly, so there's no need to write down information. It'll all be available for you on demand as you have become, no doubt, used to. 2.